Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Everlasting Gospel Podcast. I'm your host, Duran Enriquez.
And I'm Sean Edwards, and we're just here today to deliver another beautiful message to God's people.
Amen. So as our last discussion left off, we were discussing the first angel's message, which is found in the book of Revelation, chapter 14, in verse 6 and 7. My brother, we have brought out some very startling points, basically going over the everlasting gospel.
Yeah, one of the things that the Lord actually brought out is that when we went to Romans chapter 1, verse 16, it said that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. We learned what the gospel has come to do. It has come to actually save God's people from something particular.
It did, and when we truly dig a little deeper, find when we go to Matthew 1, verse 21, that it was Christ himself who was to come, and he was to save us
Amen.
From our sins.
Amen.
So as we continue again, following along in the book of Revelation, verse 6 and 7, let's go ahead and read that again, my brother.
All right, and the word of God says in Revelation chapter 14, verse 6, and I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred, tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, say God, and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters.
Amen. Now, what we want to really dig a little deeper on today specifically is those two words.
Fear God.
Fear God. It means so much, yet I think we actually may have it wrong. So, my brother, tell me, when you think of fear God, what does that mean?
In all honesty, when I think about fear God, it's like fear in the dark or something. That's what naturally comes to mind. Like you fear a tornado or a hurricane coming or something of nature. It puts actually this thing in you that you do not want to be around that person or you do not want to be around that thing. That's what comes to my mind.
Okay. Yeah, I can definitely agree with you. So it's almost on that same context if I use the word paranoia.
Exactly.
I'm paranoid of arachnids.
Exactly.
So arachnophobia is the same thing. I fear spiders.
Exactly.
So I fear God in the same way, if you look at it in that context, that I don't want to have anything to do with him. I'm scared.
Exactly.
I'm scared of him. So biblically, we want to always make sure that our answers come from Scripture. We don't want to go off of what a man feels, what you think or what I think.
Exactly. And you know, before start studying this fear God, I personally did not know what it means as well. For example, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And when you go and ask someone what the fear of the Lord is, you know, that is the first thing we all would say. But what does the Bible say what fear God is?
Well, brother, we can definitely find that out. We can turn in our Bibles to Proverbs chapter 8. And when you get there, you'll look into verse 13 and hear exactly what it says. My brother, will you go ahead and read that for us?
Absolutely. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13, it says, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy, and the evil way, and the forward mouth do I hate. Praise the Lord.
Truly praise God. So what this is saying, it just said the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. It doesn't stop there. It doesn't just simply say to hate evil.
Mm.
But it says it is to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy, the evil way, the froward mouth. So these are things that God hates. These are things that do you and I hate.
Amen. Amen. So what this is bringing up, brother, is the fact that God is calling us to hate the very things he hates. And as you just stated, do we hate those things? Are we still filled with pride? Do we still have the evil way? Are we still arrogant people, especially Seventh-day Adventists? Because all of these truths have been given unto us. And most of the time we are so filled with arrogance that it comes across incorrect to those that who do not know the truth.
Wow, it does. I mean, when we just consider the nation of Israel mm-hmm. and the treasure that they had, they held on to it with such a ferocity that if anyone came close to them, they were unclean.
Yeah.
They were dogs. Uh-huh. However, it was their mission, same as the mission that we have as Adventists, with the truth. We're to point them to Scripture.
Amen.
To the light.
Amen. 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 And one of the things that I want to go over real quickly, I believe, is in Psalms. Because it says, Psalms 101, because it says, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy. So one of the things that we need to ask ourselves, you know, how does that look like? What does it look like? And I personally believe that in Psalms 101, it gives the answer, beginning from verse 1. It says, I will sing of mercy and judgment unto thee, O Lord. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. Or when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. Beloved, that's one powerful verses. Because God is telling you what evil is, what you're not supposed to do, especially in your house.
Wow. Brother, it gets down to that point of, you just brought it home, literally. Even within our own houses, let alone in the public space. When it says, I shall set no wicked thing before mine eyes, I will not behold that which is wicked.
Wow.
Does that not cover the majority of what is on the televisions?
99%.
The smartphones.
99%.
It's junk. It's garbage.
Now, this is so beautiful, brother, because this is not even talking about us going to the theater. This is talking about being in the garbage from the theater in your house. And we believe to ourselves that because the pastor, the elder, or the brother may not know, but we forget, we stand, we sit, we watch, whatever we do, we are still in the presence of divinity.
Always. Brother, you see, we don't even think about words. Words are very important. Mm. What do we call it when we go home? I have my home theater system. So I don't have to go to the theater. I have a theater at my home.
Mm. Wow. But, I'm sorry, brother. But that is so powerful, man. Because just think about it. We bring the theater home. But yet there's the pen of inspiration. I'll get that quote for y'all next time. That says that the angels of God do not go into those places. Yet we bring the theater home. Home, and we're watching the same junk at home. Let me ask you the question. And then I end here today, for me at least. If the angels are not going to enter the theater, do you think that they're going to enter your house, my house, when we watch the same garbage in our houses?
Brother, what if we just pray? Can we not simply pray? No. I'll just answer that question. No. Because the thing is there is no time to play. We have a work to do.
Amen.
When it says to fear God, and he says that the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, to hate the things that God hates, what is the thing that God hates the most?
S-I-N.
Sin. So, wrapping up today's talk, we're going to go into this a little bit further because we need everyone. God wants everyone to know what does it really mean to fear evil. We need to make it practical. We can theorize, we can talk, we can read scripture, but you and I both need to know how can we accomplish this perfection, this life
Amen.
Of walking perfectly, keeping and putting no wicked thing before our eyes. What does that look like?
Amen.
How can we be successful?
Amen.
My brother, can you close in a word of prayer for this session today?
Absolutely. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word, Father. Today you showed us what fear of the Lord is. It is to hate evil, hate pride, arrogancy, and a froward mouth. Father, we just want to thank you. Thank you for revealing to us what this is. And as we continue to educate, as we continue to study upon this most important topic, I pray that your voice and your voice alone will be heard. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Until next time, this is Brother Sean and Brother Duran wishing you blessings and God's grace.